You're listening to Musically Challenged, episode 1 for Wednesday, September 9th, 2009.
Coverville Media proudly presents Musically Challenged, the music trivia game show where you're the contestant. Find us online at coverville.com/musicallychallenged. And now, your host, Brian Ibbett.
All right, welcome to another edition, actually the first real edition of Musically Challenged, the music trivia game show brought to you by Coverville and me, Brian Ibbett. And it's a little more than one man can put together, so let's go ahead and introduce you to the other two members of the panel tonight, the Musically Challenged panel. First off, he was here last time. You remember him from the This 70s Show and the upcoming, at some point soon, Queen Cover Story Volume 2. It is Uncle George. Welcome to the show, Uncle George.
Thanks, Brian. It's good to be here again.
It's good to have you. And Chris Brown is our other panelist, and he's been... You've been on the show a couple times, haven't you? At least once. I know for the Nick Lowe, twice.
Oh, yes. I remember twice.
George says twice.
Oh, Elvis Costello cover story, the Nick Lowe cover story, and a couple of others. But glad to be here, Brian. Thanks for inviting me.
It's good. More than twice.
Yeah, I think so. Oh.
Don't forget the Slumdog Coverville.
The Slumdog Coverville, of course. Yes. Well, and it's good to have both of you on the show tonight because... the two of you indirectly were responsible for there being a Coverville. So that's kind of a secondary little exciting piece of trivia.
Get out of town. Yeah. Get out of Coverville.
The inception or the discussion first happened as we were driving back from lunch from Longmont one day.
I remember that.
And, of course, George and his
love
I taught
of him everything I used to know.
Exactly. So
this is exciting, Brian. I listened to the first show, and I thought, I could compete on this show.
Yeah, you wanted to be a contestant.
And he said, panelist, okay, we write questions and we stump you.
That's right. Exactly. Well, tonight we've got a few things that are going to be improved over the last episode. First off, we've got a category board. And if you are in the chat room right now, if you go to the chat room, the Ustream chat room, then you can see our category board. The four categories to choose from, and then once one of these categories disappears, we have another one that shows up in its place. So you get your choice. You don't just get a category dumped on you that you may not have any idea about. Also, for those of you who are listening to the podcast, you'll notice this thing's a lot more tightly edited. And I say a lot more tightly edited. I didn't edit anything out of the last one. So you got the last show, warts and all. But tonight's show is going to be a lot more tightly edited. So let's go ahead. Without any further ado, let's talk about the show. If you're new to Musically Challenged, basically this is a music trivia game show where questions are presented to call-in contestants, either call-in via phone or via Skype, and ranging in a wide variety of musical categories and topics. Song lyrics, albums, album covers, what do these things have in common, things like that. And you have your chance to win valuable prizes. The prizes tonight are donated or are going to be provided by the guest of tonight's show, who we're going to hear from a little bit later on, Jacob Lasivita, who is an author who wrote a book called Timely Persuasion. And this book expertly combines three things that are very important: music, especially cover songs, and time travel. So we'll talk to him about the book and even play a special game written especially for him a little bit later on. To win, all you have to do is just get two out of the three questions right when you're the live on-air contestant. And to kind of get things kicked off, let's see if we can bring David Verdick, our first contestant, into the show. All right. Hi, you're the first contestant on Musically Challenged. Who's this?
This is Dave from Peoria, Illinois.
Welcome, Dave.
And, hey, Dave.
Dave.
Are you listening in on the... yes, I think I do see you over there on the chat room as well, so you know what's going on here, and you know about the prizes tonight and what we're going to be doing. Especially, you know about the category board. You can see it right there on your monitor. But before we get to that, let's find out a little bit more about you. What do you do?
I do healthcare IT for a hospital network here, and then also music on the side.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Have you, you've contributed, I think, to the Coverville Idol projects, right?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. So thank you for that. Well, then these, then this should be no problem for you. All right, your three, your four choices for categories tonight, and of course, at any time, if you have to go, I know if you are the Dave that I think I remember seeing the email from, your wife could go into labor at any second. Is that right?
It's not looking like it tonight. So.
Okay, well, good. Then we've got time. We don't need to rush things. your four categories are Six Clues in a Leaky Boat. It's a discography. You get albums, and you have to identify the artist based on those albums. The Song Retains the Name, where you get multiple songs that all share a common title. It Took Us Years to Write, Won't You Take a Look? Identify the Beatles song from a single lyric. Or What the Hell is Sting Talking About? Identify the Police song from Sting's introduction.
I'll have to go with the Beatles.
The Beatles, all right. It Took Us Years to Write, Won't You Take a Look? We've got, basically, here's how this one works. The September 2009 issue of Uncut featured a Beatles article that touched upon 69 different influences the Fab Four had on some of their contemporaries. But one of the coolest parts about the article was that each listed item began with a relevant lyric from a Beatles song. I'll give you the lyric. You tell me the Beatles tune that it came from. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. The first one is, "There's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend."
Oh. Gosh. I know the song. I can hear it.
You can sing it if you'd like, Dave.
Yes, exactly. If that helps, feel free to
Fixing a Hole.
What's that?
At least when you get to the title.
It's not Fixing a Hole, no. It is We Can Work It Out.
Yes, that's right.
All right, here's the second one. You still have a chance to win, so here's the second one. He got Toe Jam Football.
Come Together.
Beer.
Very good, yes. Come Together is the right one there.
Is that your sound effects, Brian?
They are my sound effects.
We actually have Homer Simpson here in the studio with us.
I thought that was me.
I haven't assembled these. That was the one thing I had on my list that I didn't do. And the third one, if you get this one right, you win, always shouts out something obscene.
Drawing a blank on that one.
Oh, really?
Help him out a little, Brian. Give him a
Meet Mr. Mustard.
There, that's it. Oh, exactly right. Yes.
No.
Well done.
All right, and congratulations. You won a copy of Jacob Lacivita's book, Timely Persuasion. We'll get the details out to you. You can either get that in physical format or digital format. You can read on your computer, your iPhone, your Kindle, your Sony e-reader, what have you. So I'll be in touch with you to get that for you. But thank you for participating, and congratulations.
Thank you much.
All right.
Take care, Dave.
You too.
Well done, Beatlemaniac.
All right. Chris Brown, would you please replace one of the categories there on the board? All right. Let's try. Paul. Paul,
yes.
Welcome to the show, Paul. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Elk River, Minnesota.
Oh, Elk River, Minnesota. Great,
great lakes.
That's right. Yes, nice and cold up there.
It's a little chilly tonight, about 66.
Oh, that's not too bad. And what do you do in Elk River, Minnesota?
Well, I work in CD and DVD duplication and printing.
Oh, excellent. But you do it legally, right? I think a lot of us do that.
Yes, there's
own.
A lot of us who do that plenty, yes.
Why are you looking at me, Brian?
Yeah.
Paul, do you fight the Canadians while you're up there?
No, we're in league with the Canadians.
Excellent. Okay, good.
Can you see Russia from your house? No, that'd be Alaska.
Can you see any Canadians?
I can see Winnipeg from my house.
You can see Winnipeg from your house. Oh, cool.
No, not at all.
All right. Well, are you in the chat room? Can you see the four categories?
I can.
Excellent.
I can see the... I think I would like to choose Six Clues and a Leaky Boat.
Six Clues and a Leaky Boat. All right, this is going to be, we're trying this one out here. I'm going to give you three lists of albums, each list released by one artist or group. You just need to tell me the artist or group that released those albums, and I'll give you the album titles one at a time. The catch is, you've only got 6 clues to use for all three lists. So, for example, you can get additional album titles for the current question you're working on, but it'll take away the number of clues you have available for the next question. The good news is, you only need 2 out of 3 to win. Are you ready?
Devilish. Okay, yes.
Yes, all right. The first one, 1984 album called Hallowed Ground.
Keep going.
Okay. 1986 album called The Blind Leading the Naked.
Almost sounds familiar. Okay. How long before I can give up on this one and move on to
you
the
can,
second
you can
two?
Say that. You can say that anytime.
Brian, if he thought about a xylophone, would that help?
Yes, xylophone is a very good clue on this one.
Oh gosh, let me skip to the next one. Okay. I'll risk getting this last two right.
No worries. All right, that was the Violent Femmes was the band we're looking for on that one.
From Madison, right next door.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, the next one, next artist, 1986 album called True Blue.
Is this Madonna?
That is Madonna. Very good. You got it with one clue, so you still have 3 left for the last one.
That was the year I got MTV, so.
It was. Oh, perfect. All right. Your final clue here, your final set of albums, 1993 album called Very. V-E-R-Y.
Okay, keep going.
Might as well give you all 3, right?
I guess so.
A 1986 album called Please, and a 1987 album called Actually.
Is that the Pet Shop Boys?
That is the Pet Shop Boys. Very good.
Awesome.
Good job.
You're in good company. Yes. George, Uncle George got that earlier.
That's right. Oh, and I forgot the
beer.
There we go. I need to keep those in the front. Okay. Congratulations. You win.
Thank you very much.
We will be in touch with you on how to get your prize. And thank you so much for
playing.
Nicely
done. Nicely done, Paul. Yeah. Well done.
Thanks for being a part of it.
Very good.
All right. Let's see here. Let's see if Kelly is ready yet.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. Can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
Excellent. All right. Well,
I have one set of headphones in my ears and one around my neck with a microphone.
Oh,
so
that's
I am raring to go.
Wow, look at you. This is some heavy duty technology here.
I know.
Kelly came to play.
She did.
I did.
Yes. Where are you calling from, Kelly?
San Francisco, California.
San Francisco. You've got a brother. Chris Brown has a brother in San Francisco.
Yeah, do you listen on the radio station there that plays the Coverville podcast?
I don't, because I just listen to Coverville on the podcast.
Well, yeah. Why would she? Why does she listen she wants to, as opposed to...
Anybody who wears 2 sets of head
exactly. Clearly, I'm advanced technology.
Clearly doesn't need radio. An AM radio, exactly. Kelly, what do you do in San Francisco?
I am the marketing director for a travel company. I used to work at Yahoo, which was a lot easier to explain. I just would say I worked at Yahoo.
We'll talk about the old jobs, too. No, you actually were a sponsor for a contest we did around the time of the Coverville surveys, right?
I was. I work at Viator. I didn't want to pin that on Musical.ly Challenge.
Oh,
but
I
work at, but if you don't care.
I don't care. Yeah, this ain't The Price is Right. You can talk about other companies. And
I work at a fantastic company called Viator,
sponsors.
Whose services everyone should
That's
use.
Right.
Very cool. Yeah, and you, it was really cool working with you with the survey thing, because it seemed like something that anybody could use if you travel and you end up somewhere and you want to be, you want to kind of get a sample of the local flavor and do the tours or the local entertainment and stuff. It seemed like a great thing.
I like it. It's fun.
Excellent.
Fun stuff.
Very cool. All right. Well, can you see the categories?
I can, but thanks for checking about my technology.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think I'm going to have to go with my wheelhouse. What the hell is Sting talking about?
What the hell is Sting talking about? All right.
I asked myself that very question.
Good. Well, to kind of give you a little bit of background, in 2007, Sting released a book called Lyrics by Sting, in which he talks about the inspirations for all of his songs with the Police as well as solo. Chris Brown will read an excerpt from an introduction to one of the songs. You tell me what the hell which song Sting is talking about. Here's a big hint. They're all songs by the Police in this category.
Brian, I don't know what you're talking about. Chris Brown left the room. This is Sting.
Oh, good. We have Sting actually in the studio here to...
No, I won't try that. All right, Kelly. Here we go. Would you like the Sting accent or not?
It was very tantric of you. I think you
should. can you keep that up for 3 hours?
We'll see. All right, then. I was trying to write an articulate song about being inarticulate. I had always been intrigued by songs like... I'm not going to give those away.
Yeah, sure.
I think I already know what it is.
I thought you might.
Do you want to guess already? Go for it. Da-da-da-da. Perfect. Excellent.
Well done. Well done, Kelly. Well done.
Nice job.
Do I sound like the guy from There's Something About Mary with the fake accent?
Yes, you do.
I'm going to keep going with that.
That's who it is. All right. Go to number two.
This song was an attempt to link a tale of suburban alienation with symbolic events at a distance. Example, monster emerging from a Scottish lake in a domestic melodrama. I was trying to dramatize Jung's theory of meaningful coincidence, but it was a rocking song nonetheless.
That is Synchronicity 2.
Oh, well,
look
done.
At that.
Bing, dang.
We would have given you Synchronicity, but
nicely
even,
done.
Well, yeah, you even got the correct... the correct one on there.
What is she playing for now, Brian?
She is now. She's playing for fun because she's already won the prize. So
I could do police questions all night. Keep
more
it coming.
Fun. More fun. Here we go then. Let's see. Here's a good one.
Are you trying to step up the level here?
I'm trying, and I think they're getting easier. So, okay.
You have your glasses on?
I do.
See, the words represent sounds, and then you make the sounds with your
mouth. Oh, I should read out loud?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Thank you, George. Thanks, Uncle George. I'm interested in obsession, and Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita is a fascinating study in dangerous obsession. I transpose this idea to a relationship between a teacher and his pupil.
This is my favorite police song, actually. Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Clean sweep.
Well done. Yes. See what I mean about it.
Well, yeah, I see what you're doing, because, yeah, the first sentence that he says, that's actually the one I think that's the best part of it, is, yes, I was a school teacher. No, the song is not autobiographical.
Ah, yes. Forget. Well done, Kelly.
Kelly, you did it. Nice job. All right. Well, we have so far three winners.
The ladies represent. I'm the first lady on Coverville, and I like to think that I did us proud.
You certainly did. You did a great job, and thank you for being part of this, and thank you for knocking it out of the park.
In fact, isn't she the first one to get all three correct in any question that we did?
Oh, I think she is.
Okay, one more then. It's a bonus.
No. Save those for the next one.
No, that's not marked.
Oh, it's not marked? All right. You want a bonus one just for the fun of it?
Oh, sure.
All right, go for it.
I was lying in bed in a hotel room in Munich in this boom-ba-boom bass line running in my head. I scribbled the... Wow, I lost that accent quick. Let's see. I came up with a melody that felt light and airy. In fact, lighter than air. 9 years before Neil Armstrong had...
Walking on the Moon.
Very good, yes.
You had a Neil Armstrong, right?
I was a little bit lost before Neil Armstrong.
I don't blame you.
All right, great. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll be in touch with you on how to get your prize.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well, now is as good a time as any to bring in our special guest. Please welcome to the show, Jacob Lasivita. Did I say that right, by the way?
Yes, you're pronouncing it perfect.
Excellent. And he is the author of a book called Timely Persuasion, which mixes two of my favorite things, music and time travel and cover songs, three of my favorite things. And we want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, it's been a long time coming. I got to tell you, I'm finally reading the book, and you sent it to me eons ago, and I apologize that I hadn't gotten to it. But I've been reading it, and I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you very much. It's funny when people ask me, you know, who do you think would like this book the most? Like, what type of person? My answer is always Brian Ibbett from Coverville.
And then they follow that with, yeah, who the hell's that? Cool. Well, it's a great book. Do you want to talk a little bit about it? Just a few words, telling people what it's about, and who may not be contestants, who may not have a chance to win a copy.
Absolutely. I call it a rock and roll time travel story. It's the tale of a music critic who finds himself with the ability to travel in time. And after a little bit of trial and error experiment based on some musical events he may want to see firsthand or see happen differently. He focuses in on trying to save the life of his sister. He's kind of a quirky character. Being a music critic, he speaks in song lyrics. So there's a bunch of lyrical references kind of scattered throughout the book, which made it a lot of fun to write. And the book's been out about a year and a half now. It's getting very good reviews for the most part. But, you know, as these things go, sales, you know, it's not a bestseller, but wasn't really expecting that. I wrote the book so people would read it and so I could have some fun, and glad that people are.
Cool. Well, it's, like I said, it's a great book. And I'm glad glad you gave me a chance to read it. And, you know, the other thing that I'm also glad about is that page 147 mentions Coverville.
Yes, it's funny. When I started writing the first draft, it was pre-Coverville, before I had ever actually heard of it, in around 2003. But during a lot of the rewrite process, you were becoming more and more of an inspiration to me as I would be listening to Coverville while I was commuting.
Wow.
And sometimes you'd hear a cover song and, you know, you hear the lyrics a little bit differently just because of someone else singing it. And that would kind of really hone me in on listening to lyrics and being like, oh, this would be a good quote to stick into this scene and things like that.
Cool. Well, thank you. And in honor of you being both a fan of music and a fan of writing, we actually have a special category written just for you that's not on the board, so you don't get to pick from the board. And you're going to get a chance to play yourself here. Of course, you know, your prize is just the just the respect and admiration of your peers. But I think you should.
I can't win a copy of my own book.
You certainly could, and you could even sign it. all right, your topic is Every Day I Write the Book, and of course it's the combination of music and the literary world. First question is, and you know, kind of since we've got a lot of Sting questions on tonight's show, we're going to start with one for your category. Sting's song Moon Over Bourbon Street was based on the Vampire Chronicles series, which was written by what New Orleans-based writer?
You have stumped me on number one.
Oh, no.
No! Vampire Chronicles should be a big clue.
Yeah. Nope. All right. Well, that is Anne Rice is who we were looking for. And let's move on to number two. The first solo Beatle project of any kind was In His Own Right, which was a collection of short stories and line drawings written by which member of the Fab Four?
I will guess John Lennon.
That is a very good guess, and that's absolutely correct. Good job.
Please come again.
All right. And your third question. Waterloo Sunset, another collection of short stories, was published in 1997 by what British singer-songwriter whose band had a hit single of the same name?
Would it be Mr. Davies?
It would be Mr. Davies. You know, you want to take a stab at the first name? Because I'm guessing you're...
I'm fishing for it. Ray Davies.
That's exactly right, yes. Ray Davies.
You saw right through my stall tactic.
I did. It worked very well. Nice job. All right. You win a copy of your book.
Excellent. I'm very honored to have it, and I can't wait to read it.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for supplying the prizes for tonight's show.
It sounds great. My pleasure. Excellent. Thank you for Coverville and all the inspiration and entertainment you've given me over the years.
Oh, my pleasure. And that book title again is Timely Persuasion. And people who aren't, like I said, don't get a chance to win it tonight, they can get that on Amazon, right?
You can get it on Amazon. You can read more about it on my website, timelypersuasion.com. And there is also a free HTML version there if people want to read it there without having to commit. So use it as a sample or just, you know, read the whole thing, tell your friends. Feel free to email me with any questions or comments. I like interacting with the fans.
Excellent. All right. Well, Jacob, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Let's see here. We're going to add... I didn't have this person added. She's getting ready to go to bed here. So she's automatically our next contestant.
Hello.
Hello and welcome to Musically Challenged. Is this Amy?
It is. Hold on, let me mute so I don't get this echo. Yes. Here we go.
See, that's why next thing for Musically Challenged we're going to get is a call screener. They'll get the person on the line. They'll
don't
tell
forget
them
to hit mute.
Yes, turn tell
them to hit
down.
Mute first. And then...
Exactly.
Yeah, Tina's not busy, right?
That's right. Yeah, let's get Tina on this. Poor Tina.
Hey, welcome, Amy.
We're just going to make her work for everything here. Amy, where are you from?
I am from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, excellent. Are you at all, are you going to Dragon Con? Or I guess you're...
Yeah, you know what? I haven't been to Dragon Con, I think, since my son was about a year old, which was about 3 or 4 years ago. I used to go every year, you know, since I was in college, I used to be big into D&D gaming and stuff. But since I had kids and whatnot, it becomes harder to have big 4 and 5 hour chunks of time to go play D&D. So I don't go anymore because it's expensive.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm planning on going next year for sure. I've been seeing all the photos that some of my friends have been sending back for me, and man, it just looks like a total blast. So I think next year I'm going to have to go to that.
It is definitely an experience. It's definitely a fun thing to go to if you've never been.
Yeah, it certainly looks like it. Well, you're able to see in the chat room, you can see the 4 categories to choose from. Is that right?
Yes, I can.
Excellent.
I think I'll go with Riff It Up.
Riff It Up. Excellent. This is an audio question. So you're going to hear the beginnings of three songs, I should say. And these are the drum parts that begin the song. I want you to tell me who the artist is and what the name of the song is. All right, are you ready to play? All you have to do is get 2 out of 3.
All set.
Okay, let's start off with this one.
Okay, I think that is Susie and the Banshees.
That is.
Kiss Them for Me.
Nice job.
Wow.
Well done.
Very good.
Excellent.
This is not as hot a party as I had anticipated.
All right. And here is your number 2.
That is a Depeche Mode, People Are People.
Very good. All right.
We have a winner.
We have a winner. And you've already won the prize.
Ay, no es bueno.
But we're going to give you one more just to prove how smart you are. You ready?
Right on. All right. Okay, that's Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
Nicely done. 3 out of 3. The women are absolutely representing tonight, aren't they?
The studio audience appreciates it.
Congratulations, and we'll make sure to get you an email with information on how you can choose, you know, which version of Timely Persuasion you want to use, or I'm sorry, you want to read. I guess that's using it. So thanks again for playing, and appreciate you being part of the show.
Great. Thanks so much. It was fun.
Thanks.
Good night.
All right. Bye, Amy.
Bye.
All right. Great. Well, boy, everybody is just rocking this out tonight. They are, they're doing great. Magic Hand, please take that category off the board. Oh, you know what? I need the dialing music. You guys provide that while I type?
Yes.
Perfect.
Is that the one you were looking for?
That's exactly the one I was looking for.
Hello.
Hi, this is Brian from Coverville Musically Challenged. Who's this?
This is Michael.
Michael, I hope you're the one who wanted to play, right?
Yes.
Excellent. Michael, where, I was going to say, where are you calling from, but where are we calling you from?
I'm in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, excellent. We were just there, earlier this year.
Back in April, yes.
Yes.
For more of his trivial nonsense.
I went to the Jersey Shore this summer.
That's right, yeah. A lot of Philly.
It's been a week at the
Jersey
Shore.
A lot of Philly connections here. Yeah, Chris Brown is actually. He grew up
Born
and raised in Philly.
Hey, Michael.
Fresh Prince.
That's right. Well, what do you do in Philadelphia?
I'm a student.
Okay, cool. And what are you studying?
I'm in high school.
Oh, wow. You're tech ed and algebra.
Yeah.
Homeroom.
Homeroom. Very cool. Well, welcome to the show. Certainly, I think our youngest contestant, and that's probably why, you know, you're probably, well, it's not a school night, so you don't need to get to bed. Can you see the topics, the category choices?
Yes, I can.
All right. Any
I'm
going
to go with the song. Retains the name.
The song retains.
Ooh, that's
the name.
A good one, Uncle. Excellent. George. You got that one.
Yes, George is going to be tackling this one. Do you want to give him some? Tell him what he's going to be doing.
Okay, what you got is three pairs of songs coming up, and they're different songs, but they have the same title. So all you have to do is name, if you give me the title, you get the points, you get extra bonus points for naming the artists.
And what do you get for the extra bonus points?
The pride and admiration of everyone
of
listening.
The panel and the peers.
Burn this onto a CD and take it to school.
Exactly. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here is your first one. And both songs will be segued right into each other, so there won't be a break between the two songs.
Okay.
For somebody in high school, these could be a little bit tougher because they're slightly older songs, but do you have a guess?
Was the last one Three Dog Night?
It was. Do you know the name of the song?
Is it Black and White?
That's exactly right.
You're
that's
a winner. You got that one.
Exactly.
Nice one.
That's the name
that's
of
great.
Both songs.
Very good.
I didn't know the first one. I knew the Three Dog Night one.
Nicely done. Good.
The first band was In Excess.
Ah.
Very good. Wow. All right. Let's go to the second one. Well, if you get Three Dog Night out of this one, then the next two should be a piece of cake. Here is pair number two.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire. That your heart's on the fire too.
All right, well, that should be a piece of cake. Have you got that one?
That's Surrender. The first one was Elvis, and the second one was Cheap Trick.
Nicely
they are
done.
Knocking them out of the park tonight.
They are. Good job.
And, Michael, do you have an iPhone with that app where you can hold it up and it tells you what song's playing?
No.
Good job, Mike.
Got to get one. They're pretty fun.
You're good.
There you go.
Then you're really good.
All right. Well, you've already won the prize, but now you get to show us how smart you are. Here is number three. You ready?
Yep.
All right.
Temperatures rising, our cool drink would help. I've been thirsty for years. I've been thirsty for years. I'm hungry for something, just a touch of your flesh to soothe and
oh, dilly, 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 we're sitting there talking, we're lying in our talking, didn't it feel good? We dance with a lady with a hole in her stocking.
All right. Have you got that one?
I'm not sure the first one, but I think the second one is Help Me by Joni Mitchell.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Wow.
Well done.
Somebody who knows his musical heritage. Wonderful.
Very good. The first one, George?
The first one is Oingo Boingo.
Oingo Boingo.
Ah.
Yes. Good old Danny Elfman and the boys in Oingo Boingo. Well, good job. You won, and you're adding to our long list of winners for tonight's show. We haven't had a single... I haven't had an opportunity to use any of my unhappy Simpson noises, so so good job.
Excellent, and thanks.
I will send you an email, let you know how to get your prize.
Hey, have the teachers call us. This is worth extra credit for you.
Absolutely, yes.
Thanks.
All right. Well, I just sent the one I was going to use a message and haven't heard back. Chris Brown.
Pick me.
Chris Brown wants to play.
Pick me, Brian.
You know what?
Me.
You certainly can, because I think you've got. Or do we have a question that we haven't that he hasn't heard?
I tested them all. On,
oh, you did. Oh, boy.
You know what,
then another
no,
winner.
Take that back. We have from Don.
Ah, Don's question is very good.
In absentia, we have While we're waiting for another contestant here. Yeah, do you want to have communication breakdown up there twice?
No, but...
Why don't you put karaoke for six up there?
Okay.
All right, we're going to give Chris Brown, because he really did want to be
calling from Boulder, Colorado.
Calling from Boulder, Colorado. Hello, The Cure. All right, and there we go. You are going to get an album. You're going to get the full haiku jacket. We have a couple of rounds of these. Excuse me.
And I haven't heard these either. So.
No. You know, and remember
if you don't get them, then.
From last week. Okay, George and I will play together. Get first shot.
All right. I got your back.
All right, your first one. An ironic joke. It's all going up in flames. This will never fly.
Sounds like Leonard Skinner.
Nope.
That was a good guess, though.
That was a good guess.
Up in smoke.
No.
Up in flames.
No. Okay. An ironic joke. It's all going up in flames. This will never fly.
Oh, it's Led Zeppelin.
That's exactly right.
Led Zeppelin 1.
Led Zeppelin 1. Very good.
And what else is ironic about it is I was trying to come up with one for that this morning. Really?
All right. Number two. Our debut album, check out our colorful ball. It's red, white, and blue.
Our debut album.
Yes.
Check out our colorful ball.
It's red, white, and blue.
Can you picture that, George, anywhere? A colorful ball, red, white, and blue.
Nothing is coming to mind.
Our debut album. How about... Give me an era.
90s. This album, you easily would buy it if you had $1 million.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Very good, yes.
Nice one.
Yeah. Okay, and your third one. I'm in a real jam, stuck in this animal pen, bleeding to get out. Bleating to get out.
Pearl Jam.
Uh-huh.
And Versus.
Very good. Yes. Nice job.
There are no hints, I promise.
Excellent.
I'm in a real jam.
Very good, Chris. You had my back. I didn't have yours on that one.
Good.
All right.
I want to hear George's, too. So someone pick that next time we get somebody.
Yes.
George has a whole bunch of haiku jackets ready.
Yes, we do. And, and just to let you know, karaoke for six, obviously, we've got, this time around, we've got saltines that we're going to be doing. And
so you're going to end up with microphones full of crumbs.
Oh, man. That's why I have a pop filter. You guys don't. Three of a perfect pair is an audio round, by the way, and communication breakdown is misheard lyrics. Let's see here. We're going to go to Chris, and he is there. He is.
Is available. And
hello.
And he is there. He is.
Oh my God, we're in a loop. Hit the mute button on your Ustream window, please.
Speaking of combining music and time travel.
Yes, you are. That's it.
Very good.
Is this Chris?
Chris, can you hear us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. We can barely hear you. Could you speak up a little bit?
Sure. Or better?
Go in the room where the microphone is.
I think that was a little bit better. Let's hear you again. Let's hear.
Hello, how are you doing?
Oh, that's good. That'll work. All right. How you doing, Chris?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
Where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
Oh, Sacramento. Okay. So another West Coaster. Home of Arnold, obviously. Who's coming under fire a lot lately.
He's a knucklehead.
Well, there you go. Unfortunately, not a listener to the show, so we don't have to worry about him coming after us. Chris, what do you do in Sacramento?
I tech support, actually, for my favorite company and my favorite computer folks, Apple.
Oh, excellent. Good. Well, then maybe you can help me figure out why Snow Leopard and Cam Twist aren't getting along, and Snow Leopard and GarageBand.
That's not one of the categories,
Brian. I can't do that right now? All right. We'll talk offline.
You'll never get through.
All right. Well, Chris, can you see, obviously you're in the chat room, so you can see the choices you have for categories?
I can indeed.
And which one would you like?
Let's Let's go with Communication Breakdown.
Communication Breakdown. All right.
One of my favorites.
This is a collection of misheard lyrics, and George will tell you what you need to do.
Okay. I'm going to give you a misheard lyric, and if that doesn't trigger your memory right away, then I'll give you a clue by giving you the artist and the song title that it's from. All you have to do to win the point is to give me the correct lyric from the song. Are you ready?
Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Okay.
Soul from head to toe.
Can you hum a few bars?
Soul from head to toe. I'm blank.
Okay, here the artist is Beck, and the song is Loser. That should help a lot.
Oh, soy un perdedor.
Nice job.
Very good. There's a point.
Well done.
Okay, we're going a little farther back in time. I got shoes. They're made of plywood.
I've got shoes. They're made of plywood.
This is a good one.
I will need another clue.
Okay. It was sung by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, you're the one that I want. I've got chills. They're multiplying.
Nice.
And
job.
So is your point total. Very good.
Right. Well done. And that's, that is, two for two, and you've won the prize, and now you get a chance to show us how smart you are.
Okay, number three. Slow motion Walter, fire engine guy.
I think this one we have to sing if he doesn't get it from the reading.
I know, but I don't know if it's slow motion rider.
Slow motion Walter, fire engine guy.
Oh, I'm stuck. It's an old
Chicago
tune.
No. Well,
It is an old tune.
We'll sing this one for you. Oh, yeah, it sounded like you were going to sing that one, yeah.
Slow motion Walter. Fire engine guy.
You know what I was thinking? A completely different song. Okay. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky.
There you go.
You got
go.
A clean sweep.
Nicely
very good.
Done. Very good.
She's saying it. Okay, I feel better now.
That's right. Well, I was. Yeah, and you are kind of a celebrity here as far as Coverville goes. People may not know this, but you are the Coverville Constable in the forums, on the Coverville forums. You help keep the riffraff out.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
checking
every day and keep the garbage off. Make sure we're sticking to having real people chatting on the forums.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for that, and thank you for being part of Musically Challenged tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Good job.
Great to have you on here. All right, thanks, Chris, and congratulations. I'll be in touch with you to let you know how to get your prize.
Sounds good. You guys have a good evening.
Thanks, you too.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Wow. These we've got quite a group tonight of people just knocking, like I said, knocking them out of the park.
I hope there are enough books to go around.
Well, yeah, we can. There's always digital versions, right? Got a lot of people in the
where did it go?
Watching this one live. Oh, here we go. Here's Alan.
Stuck to the middle somewhere.
Alan, welcome to Coverville Musically Challenged.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing good.
Good. If you haven't already done so, go ahead and mute the.
Yeah, just hit it.
You did it. Okay. All right. Alan, where are you calling? I can finally say this. Where are you calling from?
Kernersville, North Carolina.
Oh, excellent. Wow. A lot of East Coasters on tonight.
Yeah,
is
this
great.
Is late for us.
It is late for you guys, I know. Holy cow. And we're gonna try and figure out a regular time to do this, but definitely glad that you could stay up late with us here and do this, and you can see the category board
there you go.
Falling apart here. There should be another cube right over here.
I got him.
He keeps dropping them, though.
I got him, yeah.
Oh, okay. The dog keeps eating them. Well, Alan, what do you do in Kernersville, North Carolina?
Oh, I'm a software developer.
Oh, cool. And do you work for a company or do you?
Yeah, a big telecommunications company. We'll just leave it at that.
Excellent. All right. Very cool. Well, welcome to the show. And I assume you can see the category board?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. All right. Go ahead and pick your category.
I'm going to choose the karaoke for six because that was hilarious. I knew it.
All right. Good. Well, we are getting out.
It's got the saltines.
We got the saltines ready. I'm opening a fresh pack of saltines.
No soft drinks.
No, that would be cheating.
And oddly enough, none of the songs are by Cracker.
Holy cow, that's six?
Six of them? Okay.
This is six. We're going to switch. Let's see if I can switch the video over so people in the chat room can enjoy the...
It's like a cube of cracker.
It really is. It is a cube of cracker. There we go. We can hold this up for the chat room. There is six saltine crackers. And... Now, don't put them in your mouth yet.
No, I'm not.
Okay, because got to get our song list. All right, I'll do the first one.
Here's my six, Brian.
Okay, very good. Yes, you got your six. I like how they're showing me their six crackers. And I guess, there's no... You can actually stand up. You can even come over here to the side so people can see what Uncle George and Chris Brown look like. There he is. There's his cube of crackers. All right, here we go. We'll do the first one, and... you can tell us what song I'm singing. Oh my god, I gotta put all these in my mouth. Oh my god.
This is gonna be great.
Two at a time, Brian. It's gonna host the show.
And there are cracker crumbs spraying everywhere.
Oh my god. Alright. 6 o'clock, 3 hours, don't get cut in 4 hours, that's some good.
Let me help, man. 6 o'clock, 3 hours, don't get cut in 4 hours, that's the burn. Listen to your
Anytime, Alan. Luxury in new plumbing, book burning, blood letting, every motive escalate, automotive instant rate.
You have a serious dandruff problem there, Brian.
Oh my god. Any idea, Alan?
Billy Joel, but no. Seems like, but I can't remember.
Oh no, not one more time. It's the end of the world as we know it by REM.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
All right.
Okay. That's a lot harder to hear than those
than the wasabi peanuts. Oh my god. I know the camera can't really pick this up because it's not high enough resolution, but there are cracker crumbs all over the entire desk. All over my black shirt here. This is hilarious. All right. George, are you ready to do yours?
Let me see the lyric sheet.
Pick either one or three. I think...
Okay. Okay, I am... Man. Not only do I have to have my mouth full, but I have to remember the melody to this.
Yes. Take it. That's number three. Mm-hmm.
Here goes nothing.
All right. George is putting... Oh, no. You can't do all six.
No, I can't.
So I'm going to narrate here for the dead air. George is putting... So far, he did three. He's doing three. I did two, two, and two. I don't know what Chris Brown did.
All of them.
You did all of them?
Yeah, but I'll try. Yes, I'm going to try it again, though.
Well, yeah, you've got the third song here, so... Yeah. But George has got three of them, and they've already turned into cement in his mouth. Oh, man. I'm going to be vacuuming this room.
And a one. And a two.
All right. He's got all six in there. Here he goes. If you're going to spew, go that way.
Okay. I've been only working.
Come on.
Take two. Asking only worksmen wages. I'm looking for a job, but I got no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue.
Good. Alan, do you know that one? Do we still have Alan?
Yeah, I'm still here. That's ringing a bell.
What a mess.
I'm trying to think of more of it in my head. I'm not getting it.
It continues on with la-da-da.
Oh, I can do that part.
Oh, okay, do that part too.
No, I'm not remembering it.
Oh no, that is Simon and Garfunkel and the Boxer.
Yeah, okay.
Oh man. All right. Well, you still get another chance to at least get one right here. You won't win the prize, but Chris Brown has the third one. All right. You ready, Alan? Here is Chris Brown's doing... What are you doing? Go ahead and you can do it. I'll narrate. Or are you going to try and sing while you jam those all in?
I'm gonna put the crackers in first.
Yes. Well, yeah, you have to do that. There's three crackers, and now he's getting the other three in there. Wow, this is like an ad for...
Wow, man.
All right, go anytime you're ready.
I got nothing on that. Good vibrations of people.
Good. Nicely done. Oh,
all six went in and five came out.
Yes. We should be glad that...
we are now wearing five of those crackers.
Yes. Thank goodness for the Dustbuster. They should actually be a sponsor to this segment.
Wow.
All right. Well, you know what? Just for playing, Alan, that was a tougher one, especially with us cracking up and laughing. We're gonna give you the prize on that one.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely. You did a great job and suffered through that, so I do think you do need to be rewarded for suffering through that.
Well, that was fun.
Excellent. All right. Well, Alan, thank you so much for being part of it.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. When you you coughed like a cloud. It was a cloud of
blizzard of
inhale, and I couldn't do that.
Crumbs.
Oh man. All right. Next time
peanut butter crackers.
Peanut butter crackers. Next time atomic fireballs, I think, is is the recommendation. All right. Excellent. Well, while we're doing that, it looks like Tina is actually in the chat room. Apparently, she's been listening and playing along, and we're going to pull her in as a contestant here.
Hello?
Hey, Carrie, it's Brian. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Now, here's what you got to do. Do you have the Ustream audio going?
Yes.
You need. It sounds like you've got it muted, though, because you're...
We got that.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, welcome to the show. This is funny. These are my neighbors, Dave and Carrie, where my wife is hanging out tonight. So, and I think I heard Dave there. Hey, Dave.
Can you mute Dave?
Yay, there's Dave.
Hey, Dave.
All right.
Hey, Tina. Hey, Carrie.
By the way, we knew that last one was California Girls by David Lee Roth.
By David Lee Roth. Oh, very good.
Whatever.
Yes.
Good vibrations.
Excellent. Well, so you guys, where you're at, obviously you can see the category board?
Yes.
Excellent. And do you have any choices as to which one you want to do?
Do Hold on a second.
I would say, knowing you know, knowing you guys.
what do you recommend, Brian?
I would recommend Three of a Perfect Pair.
Okay.
Because it's a good audio one, and I think you can, you guys should be able to figure out at least one. the songs and get these. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we'll take that.
Let's play.
All right, George, tell them about Three of a Perfect Pair.
Three of a Perfect Pair is like Tribond. I'll give you three songs, three snippets. Identify the artist and the title, and then try to figure out the common thread between the songs.
What those three songs have in common. You guys ready?
You have all the same artist. Okay. There'll be
three songs, not necessarily the same artist, but you just have to figure out what they all have in common.
Okay.
All right. Here is your first one. All right, so you heard those three songs?
Not really, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Through the phone, yes.
Yes, well, yeah, I guess without Skype, yeah, you guys got to do this over the phone. Tell me, first let's have you tell me who those songs, or what the names of those songs and who the performers were.
Yeah, we didn't write it down.
Yeah, Jay Giles Centerfold.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And then I was thinking, was the other
Aerosmith?
One? Well, I said Aerosmith, but I think that was wrong.
No, Aerosmith is correct. Yes, very good.
Okay.
And the
then
third
the
one?
The last one was maybe David Bowie?
Nope.
No, but that was can... Dave's guess.
Yeah, blame Dave. That is The Cars with Candio.
They're all 80s groups?
Well, that is...
Aerosmith. They Aerosmith. Were all active in the 80s.
Yeah,
but
Aerosmith has been a 70s, 80s, and 90s.
So,
and
no.
So was the Aerosmith song Back in the Saddle?
It wasn't.
It referred to Back in the Saddle, but the song title was Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Yes.
Centerfold. They all start with a C.
They do all start with a C.
Wow, we're finding all kinds of level.
That's good.
Think bands, not songs.
Yeah, I think the three bands actually have something in common. I think we'll give it to them for the three C's, but
yeah.
Maybe think about where they came from.
Okay. You lost us now.
Hey, Giles.
I don't know where he came from.
I'll make another martini.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know where he came from.
The United States of America.
Okay. All right.
Planet Earth.
We'll give you the three C's, and a lot of people in the chat room have this as well, I think.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Boston. It was the common thread between those three.
Oh.
They're all from Boston.
Oh, okay.
So, but all the songs do begin with a C, so, you know, hey, we'll give you a point for that. All right, here is your second set of three songs. You ready?
Oh,
you get three of these, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
listen up.
Oh,
All right, there's your three songs. First off, how many of those can you name?
I think the first one is ZZ Top.
It's not. It was Sunshine Superman by...
All right, nobody else had a clue.
That's all right. It was Sunshine Superman by Donovan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The second one?
Joe
Cocker. I heard Carrie get that one right away. And the song?
Get by with a little help from my friends.
Good enough. Yep. All right. And the third one?
Super Friends.
The third one's a Led Zeppelin Black Dog.
Oh, very good.
Nice job. Yes, Led Zeppelin Black Dog. Now, what do you...
He's got the title.
Good job, Dave. All right. Nice. And what do those three songs have in common?
Superman, get a little off my friends.
Super Friends.
Dogs are
friends. Crypto was the black dog who was a member of the Super Friends.
This could have been under the category riffs.
Yes.
Think about the fact that there was no vocals.
Yeah, that you're listening to the instrumental portions of all those songs.
Yeah, they let in instrumental all of them.
They all had a guitar. Do they all have the same guitarist?
They do all have the same guitarist.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job. And
but I don't know who it is.
Well,
somebody on your team has to know.
Yeah, I think Dave and Carrie have to know the guitarist from the third band, from Led Zeppelin.
Robert Page. Jimmy Page.
Very good. Page. That's it. Jimmy Page is correct.
I was like, Robert Page, Jimmy Page.
Excellent. All right. Well,
Jimmy Page was the guitarist on all three of those songs.
Yeah, I think that's a great trivia, too.
What's nice is we don't have to know anything. You guys just help us along.
We will exactly. We will.
And for your prize, you win a tour of the studio.
Exactly. You get to tour the studio with a vacuum and pick up all these cracker bits all over the place. All right, you ready? You get a third one. You ready?
Yeah, I did.
All right, and here is your third set of three.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. The science that you can read. Running at every speed. Your heart beats. Double time. Love and kiss.
All right, those are your three songs. Well, we got a couple people in the chat room who think they know this one. First off, can you tell me the three songs?
The first song, we know the song.
Don't know much about history.
Yeah, don't know much about history. Addicted to Love and
Robert
Godzilla.
And then Godzilla.
That's right. So the first one, the actual title of the song is Wonderful World by Sam Cooke. And then the second one you got was Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love. And then the third one, yes, you got that one too, Blue Oyster Cult, Godzilla. Now, what do those three things have in common, those three songs?
What do they have in common?
Blue Oyster Cult.
And in this one, the hint is think more about the titles of the songs than the performers.
The bands or the songs themselves.
Exactly.
Everybody loves Godzilla.
King Kong?
Nope.
Everybody loves a big ape.
First song.
All right, well...
Apes are lovable.
We will nudge you in the direction that all three of them are titles to movies, but but there's a little bit deeper than that. Even the movies themselves have something common to them. Godzilla, Addicted to Love, and
Wonderful World.
And Wonderful World.
All the same director, I imagine, leading us towards or something like that, right?
Yeah.
We're going with all the same director?
Nope. That's so all right. Close. If there was a song titled Ferris Bueller's Day Off, then it probably would have given it to you. But they were all movies that star Matthew Broderick.
Oh, he doesn't
Donna's a big fan.
Is she?
No,
she likes John Cusack. Well, that's all right. You guys still did a great job, and I'll let you borrow my copy of Timely Persuasion when I'm done with it. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining in.
All right. Bye.
See you guys.
Okay. And we've got our final contestant for Coverville Musically Challenged. Is this Mike?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Hey.
And where are you calling from?
Calling from Windsor, Ontario.
Excellent. We have an international contestant on this episode. All right, go ahead and mute your Ustream.
Did.
You did? All right, good. We're all set then. And have a look at the three remaining categories. Man, we whipped through a lot of these tonight. Have a look at the three remaining categories and see if any of those tickle your fancy.
I'll go with Full Haiku Jacket.
Oh, all good. Right. That's good. You're going to like this one.
Yeah, we got some good ones here. George, take it away.
Okay, we're going classic here. These are all covers from the Rolling Stone top 10, top 20 album covers of all time. I'll give you a haiku I wrote, and all you have to do is identify the album title of the album it describes. Ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
It really does work. Go ahead and unzip it. You know you want to.
That's Sticky Fingers.
That is Sticky Fingers. Very
nicely
good.
Done. An Andy Warhol cover there.
Number two. They're crossing the street. Maybe that second fella looks for a shoe store.
That's not ringing a bell.
Maybe they're crossing the street. Second fella looking for a shoe store. Because he's barefoot, maybe.
Maybe.
Crossing the road. Oh, the chat room is going nuts on this one.
Well, this is not a Stones album, though, then.
It's not Stones.
Oh, well, that's Abbey Road, obviously.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, I was saying Rolling Stone has in the magazine that shows the best covers of all time.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
It's Abbey Road, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't foresee the confusion there.
All right,
number three. A big concrete block in the middle of nowhere. Oh, what a relief.
Led Zeppelin Presence?
Nope. Good guess, but that's not it.
That's all right. You still won the prize. And
this was a haiku about the big concrete block upon which the members of The Who have just relieved themselves on the cover of Who's Next?
Who's Next, yes.
Yep. Very good. Well, that's all right. You still won. You got the first two, and that's all you need. Excellent. Well, Mike, our first, at least our first in this episode, international contestant. I forgot to ask you, what do you do in Ontario?
I build Chrysler minivans.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, cool.
By the way, you guys are doing a great job. I love this show. It's awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
Excellent. Thanks.
Good to get some feedback.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's worked out very well tonight. Things have kind of fallen into place. There'll be a lot to edit, but I think it's come together very nicely.
We're finding our way, but we're getting there.
Exactly. Well, Mike, thank you so much for being a part of the show, and I will be in touch with you to get your prize.
Awesome.
And thanks again for listening and for being a part of Musically Challenged.
Oh, great. Good talking to you. Thanks.
Good night, Mike.
Talking to you too.
Take care, Mike.
All right. And with that, we're going to go ahead and close out this edition of Coverville Musically Challenged. And thank you so much to my panelists. First off, thanks to Uncle George for being a part of this.
So nice to be had.
Excellent. And second, thanks to Chris Brown for also being a part of this and for showering us all with his presence and his crackers.
Good to be here. Thanks, Brian. Got a drink?
Use
a drink.
Got milk.
Exactly. And big thanks to everybody who tuned in on the chat room and, of course, all of our contestants on tonight's show. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Until next time.
And until next time, keep an eye on Coverville, and we will...
At Coverville.com.
At Coverville.com, and we will let you know when the next edition of Musically Challenged will be recorded, and also get your feedback on ideal nights or times or days to do this. We'll see if we can... put it together for you. So thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Coverville Musically Challenged.